We welcome you back into the Galatakis and Boisnault halftime show. Game number two of this Vermilion Athletic Booster Club tip-off tonight. The Vermilion Sailors taking on the Huron Tigers. I am Matt Douglas alongside Gary Pelter tonight. And time now to give away a brand new award we're doing here at WEOL, the Troy DeFranco Sportsmanship Award, which, of course, is presented by the Chronicle-Telegram, Lorain County's largest newspaper. During the Habs, we'll talk to the coaches about who they think is their player who best exemplifies sportsmanship this year or at this time. And joining us is Kurt Habermill, the head coach of the Vermilion Sailors. So, Coach, we'll start it right there. Who have you named as your inaugural Troy DeFranco Sportsman of the Game?
My Troy DeFranco Sportsman of the Game is Chad Rich. He's a senior for us, just an outstanding kid. Leader off the floor and on the floor for us. Kind of leader by example, and he truly represents our program.
How important is it to have a guy like that in your program, especially for some of the younger kids coming up and playing behind a guy who understands those things?
I think it's extremely important because I'm not so sure that stats are going to jump out when you look at Chad Rich, but he's certainly a kid that kids will look up to because of how hard he works and how much a part of the team he is, and he's all for the team. So pretty important characteristic for a kid, and Chad exemplifies that.
Big thank you to Coach Habermill for his time, and congratulations to Chad Rich for being named Vermilion's Troy DeFranco Sportsmanship Award winner, presented by the Chronicle-Telegram, Lorain County's largest newspaper. Quick break here on the Galantakis and Boisnault halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at some first-half stats between Huron and Vermilion. You're listening to the Vermilion Athletic Booster Club tip-off tonight on WEOL.com, stream number two.